Oh, I'm surprised. A voicemail I have to leave. Well, what a shock. Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. Automatically deleted again. There's a couple things, and I want to get to the card that was sent to Walter today. One thing I watched, you know, occasionally, I've gotten really weird. Occasionally, I actually watch complete things like a press conference or a speech or whatnot. Sometimes I watch it from people who are, and sometimes I watch it with people who have a little more respect. You know, when you look at the Secretary of State or the Foreign Minister, depending, you know, it's basically the same idea from a different country. We have a Secretary of State, we've had them occasionally they had some dignity and eloquence. You could have some eloquence and still utter garbage, but at least you can do it with some style and so forth. A good example would be, well, like John Kerry. He was Secretary of State, wasn't he? But you know, he had a reasonable delivery and so forth. What he delivered may be some question. And then, of course, we have Mike Pompeo, or as he's affectionately known, Mike, we lie, we cheat, we steal, Pompeo. He had a reasonable delivery, but, I mean, he claimed to be a liar, his very words. But the guy we have right now, Blinken, wow. And obviously, I just noticed I did not get my video started, but it's started now. Anthony Blinken is, he doesn't have that, and it's known, it's talked about. You hear it from people in other countries. But the other thing is, you want some good examples. There are some pretty good examples. And one of probably the most respected is Lavrov out of Russia, because you know he has not only the same kind of style, a different style, but a reasonable style, like Kerry did, and to a degree what Pompeo does, but obviously not what Blinken does, and of course when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, there were issues, but He has an excellent delivery. He has a good command of English, and obviously a good command of Russian. So he's delivered things pretty well. And what I did is he just gave an address at the UN, and I listened to it. And that was short. That was only modestly short, like 20 minutes or whatnot. And he made some really good points. And of course, the typical thing is done now. It's been done for a long time, is if you want to belittle somebody, you simply don't show up for when they speak. It's common. Lots of countries do it, and the U.S. does it a lot. But what he said had some substance to it, and then he gave a press conference afterwards, and that lasted for an hour. And I'll leave you the links to both. I'll leave you the links from RT, because that was, you know, complete unedited. I'm sure there are other sources, but that's the one I saw. And I listened to Lavrov speak. And one of the things I got, I was saying, you know, he stole a couple lines from me. Because one of the things, because obviously one of the big issues, and some of the reporters, you can tell the questions were framed saying, I want to get you. But you know, when you deal with a an Anthony Blinken, you can cut the legs out from under him by simply there's one reporter that has forget his name, but he's there often in the White House, and he's been really good at going the current press secretary and the previous one. I haven't ever seen him lately. But he would go after them and say, what you said is this, and this is not, it doesn't make sense. I mean, and he was really good. But anyway, but a lot of the report, it was just absolute fluff, and they were just trying to make their point. But his responses were very good. And the one that really got me is he talked about, can you imagine what it would be like? He used Ireland, Belgium, and another, Sweden, whatnot. Well, like I said, can you imagine what it would be like in Belgium if they outlawed French? And I was thinking, you got that from me. You stole that from me. Because the question I constantly ask now people is, what would it be like if the U.S. outlawed Spanish? You know, there'd be a little tension here in the United States if the U.S. outlawed Spanish. Because 8 years ago, Ukraine outlawed Russian. And that caused a lot of tension. You know, that and other things. But that was one of the, big factors that has caused the tension. You know, also when you know, your own government is firing missiles into your neighborhood, that doesn't go over well. And, you know, that's what 13, 14,000 dead in Donbass before the events in February. But, you know, who cares about that? But on a related subject, before I get to the card, you know, what, a year and a half ago, whatever, I had decided, well, actually started 2 years ago when the whole COVID thing started. Various stores that said, okay, we're going to limit your access to the store unless you're wearing a mask or things of that nature. And I made an immediate decision. If you do that, you've lost a customer. And one of the places I used to go, the local health food store, I haven't been back in over 2 years. There's a grocery store, Food City. I don't go back. Simply because I took a picture of the sign that they had out front. No customers, you know, customers must are required to wear a mask. It doesn't matter whether or not they can legally enforce it. They're asking their customers. You know, I've heard a lot of people say, well, just ignore the sign. And a lot of stores, that's what they do. They put the sign up just to say we're being politically correct, but nah, it doesn't matter. No, you put the sign up. You're telling me you don't want me. And so I don't go back. Big Lots. Big Lots was the same thing. I haven't been back to a Big Lots since. First Tuesday, another store I haven't been back to. Because they said customers are required. But there was another one that came up now. And there are a couple places online. One that I was a customer of. You know, for example, I'm Kozlowska.org. I've owned that for 25 years. And ShofarNexus.com and things of that nature. And you got to pay every year to a company in order to get that. They act as basically a reseller. For a long time, many years, 10 years or more, I've been using a company called Namecheap. And then on their website, they put up, we support Ukraine. And, you know, click here to... And so I had to decide. I didn't want the fiasco of having to move everything. And I actually thought about it for a long time because, it was just when the domain comes up for renewal. As of this weekend, they're all gone. I'm no longer a customer at all of Namecheap. I use Pork Bun. Porkbun.com is kind of like, that's a great name. And the good news is they're cheaper. So I'm pleased. Their user interface is better. It's simpler. So I'm pleased in that respect. I just didn't want the fiasco. It saves me the money in the long run, but I had to pay for all my domains to renew them, so there was a cost in that. But it's not like an additional cost. It's just I had to pay early, something I wouldn't have to pay for next year. I had to pay for now in some cases. So, but it's this idea of practice what you preach. No, because I'm sorry. Again, the Ukrainian people, I have complete respect for. The Ukrainian government, they're tyrants, big time. So, you know, when they close, when you transfer out, they have the form, would you tell us why? And until I got to the last one, Kozlowska.org, I just didn't put a comment in there. I did for the last one. Since you blatantly support the Ukrainian government, I assume you greet each other in meetings with the Bellamy salute and the traditional Hail Victory. There was more. I also was going to write, I declined from being your customer any further, but they limited the amount of text, so they didn't get that part. You know, because I thought about it. If I am a company, large or small, and if I promote a particular subject, like Ukraine, then what I'm telling my customers is that when you do business with me, you're supporting what I'm supporting, because I'm publicly making a stand. And if you make a stand to support, and the reason I said the Bellamy salute and the Hail Victory, you're supporting Nazis. Unambiguously, you're supporting Nazis. So, no, I can't do that. And especially the fact, because my mom was literally a Nazi. But, you know, I mean, so, I can't do that. And that's why, you know, in the same way, I haven't been doing this in the first place, but the two obvious examples would be Amazon and Starbucks. If you say you're pro-life and you use Amazon or Starbucks, you're speaking out of both sides of your mouth. Because Amazon and Starbucks both said they will pay for their employees to go across state lines to get an abortion. They're pro-abortion. So it's not that I want to outlaw them or outlaw that. That's the whole point of the idea of abortionist murder, don't outlaw it. I'm not going to try to impose the state. But if a company says, we're going to promote abortion in this way, so when you buy stuff from us, we're going to take our profits to do that. No, I'm sorry, I'm not your customer. And then, of course, that's why one of the issues with when companies become so large, like Amazon, and they become the sole source for a lot of products, then they become the controller of you. And that's the problem with large corporations. That's one of the major problems. And of course, you say, well, we have competition. You have a choice between Coke and Pepsi. As Coke and Pepsi are both owned by BlackRock and Vanguard and whatnot, but that's another issue. But anyway, I wanted to let you know about that. You know, one of the things I've reviewed very frequently is, well, a good example is Romans 1. You know, because there's the passage starting at verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, for whom by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. So the idea of suppressing the truth is literally to hold down or to hold back the truth. And one of the things I find fascinating, the wrath of God, wrath is where we get the English word orgy. So, I mean, the wrath of God is, he's going to get a little wild, I would suggest, in his wrath. But it goes on. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and his divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. Although they knew God, they didn't honor him as God or gave thanks to him, but became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. One of the things that I find fascinating, claiming to be wise, they became fools. You know, as I'm trying to study the language and whatnot, I remember in high school, my first year of high school, you're a high school sophomore. You know what sophomore means? Wise fool. Oh, really? Interesting. And of course, that's true. You know, wise, it's sophos. And fool, moronos, whatever. Again, don't use me as reference for pronunciation. But that's what you have here. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. A sophomore. Literally. but I just found that fascinating. But, you know, the idea that the Lord is plain to them. It's The idea of plane there, if I recall correctly, I made some notes and I didn't make a note on this one. Plainly or evident, it's okay. It comes from the idea of to lighten or to shine. It's right there. You can see it. It's there. And so it's obvious. Now, think about that. And let's go to the postcard. I wrote to Walter. Walter, an engineering mind with good research can reveal to you much that is hidden. This card will probably be hidden from you. Check a Greek dictionary for the root of the word truth. It is not hidden. And I've studied this for a while now, because I've been discussing with my friend Chris for months, what is truth? You know, Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we find things like God is love and all these kind of things. And it's not he has the characteristic of truth. He has a characteristic of love and so forth. He is. And this is what we've been going on and digging into for months. But then, of course, when you say, okay, God is the embodiment of truth. What does that mean? Truth. Aletheia, which is made up of two words. The first word is basically a preface, alpha, and, you know, the Greek letter, the first Greek letter, or A, you know, effectively in English, which is a negation. So it's aletheia, but it's a negation of lenthano, which is to be hidden. So it's a negation of being hidden. So the truth is literally not hidden. And I find this fascinating, because, you know, what does it mean and how does it apply? So in the case of the card to Walter, obviously my point, this card will probably be hidden from you. It won't be, you know, in a loose sense, it'll be untrue. it'll be hidden. And when we read in Romans 1, where's the verse? It's right there. Who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth? And again, that whole idea of suppress is to hold it down. So to suppress the truth, to suppress what is not hidden. So God is talking about, he's revealed himself, he's made himself not hidden. It's right there, it shines, and man will go and cover it up, hold it down, suppress it. And, you know, if I am going to my sons, my daughters, and try to point them to Christ, the truth, and I get, you know, these cards that are sent to them returned, suppressing the truth. Now, I'm not the embodiment of truth. I'm pointing to the truth. And it's being hidden from them. So, it concerns me. Because when somebody suppresses the truth or holds it back, what is God's response? Therefore God gave them up to the lust of their hearts, to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for the woman exchanged natural relations with those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women, and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men, and receiving in themselves due penalty for their error. And since they did not seem fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. Anyway, it goes on. The list goes on. It concerns me. Because I love my kids. I love my wife. And it seems that her dad, the institutional church leadership around her, suppressed the truth. And we can see that directly with our two oldest kids, who claim exactly what I just read. That God gave them over. For Eric, Lee, and Jack, God gave them over. These are my kids. And the woman I'm talking about is my wife, the woman I love and adore. Are they suppressing the truth? Who is the truth? Not what is the truth, who is the truth? To claim Jesus as the Redeemer, yeah, that's true. But he's the Redeemer of his elect. And if you're suppressing the truth, you're giving evidence you're not part of the elect. That scares the living daylights out of me, because I love my lady. And I love my kids. And especially for Eric, Lee, and Jack. They are described directly in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. And I hope for them, my prayer for them, is verse 11. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. In other words, God does it, you don't. Such were some of you. It is past tense. Again, I checked this. I described this previously. It's past tense. I pray it's applicable to Eric, Lee, and Jack. And as appropriate, Tirza, Julia, Isaac, Charlotte, James, George, Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok. And, of course, Brent and Leo. My kids and grandkids. I'm biased. I've been denied them for over 10 years, but I love them. Just so you know, Saturday, I officially turn 2/3 of a century. And there's an event planned for that day. And I'm concerned about the emotions that may envelop it. I'll let you know. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.